Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? And we were referencing the story that is described in the fifth chapter of John regarding an impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. When Jesus, verse 6 in that fifth chapter says, when he saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And that is a question I believe Jesus is asking us today. It's a question he's asking of his church. It's a question he's asking of us individually. Now, in the case of this impotent man who had been sick for such a long time, 38 years, it should have been obvious. Of course he wanted to be made whole. He wouldn't have been there at that pool waiting for the waters to be troubled. However, what we see is that Jesus was causing him to reflect, causing him to really hear what he was saying. And his first response was an excuse. Well, you see, I'm here because I'm not healed, because someone always gets down there faster than I do. But Jesus then gave him a command. Faith must have been stirring in his heart. And when Jesus gave the command to rise, take up thy bed and walk, he immediately was made whole and he immediately obeyed. He took up his bed and walked. Praise God. So faith without works is dead. Beloved, we have to, when we meditate, when we read, when we think on the Word of God, when we hear the Word of God, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to receive that deliverance? Jesus is asking us today, His church, He's asking us individually, will you be made whole? Will you be set free? Will you experience the abundant life that I have for you? And beloved, how we respond will make all the difference in our lives. Now, we can either choose to believe God or we make excuses. Beloved, the divine revelation of God came forth from the lips of Jesus, the living Word of God, when he walked the face of the earth. And those words revealed by the Holy Ghost to holy men of old who wrote them down as a spiritual contract with every born-again believer. And we have to recognize that truth is truth, regardless of how or what people say or believe. The Word of God is sure. The Word of God is not a dead letter, it's not a dead work, nor is it a work of fiction, but rather the Word of God is alive and it creates life and it generates faith and activity in the body of Christ that brings healing, deliverance, as well as fellowship with the Father. Paul wrote in Romans 3 and 4, let God be true, but every man a liar. We need never fear that God is like man and that he could possibly lie. That's one thing he simply cannot do. He's exactly as he was in the beginning. He changes not. Malachi 3 and 6 tells us, for I am the Lord, I change not. And then in the New Testament, Hebrews 13 and 8 tells us, and Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Beloved, there is a very strong and powerful force that works in human nature, in the human mind, in the human spirit, and that is compromise. Now, that's something we might not think about a great deal, But beloved, that can be one of the greatest battles we have individually as well as for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we're living in an age where everyone compromises. They compromise the beliefs, the standards that their parents held, the way they were raised. We have a mentality that anything goes. We call evil good and good evil. And beloved, we have to make a choice. Are we going to go with the trend of the times, or are we going to give in to our own weaknesses, our own carnal nature, saying, well, it's just too hard. You know, I'll just compromise a little bit. You know, I'll just go, you know, once in a while to church. Beloved, we have to understand that we are in a battle of the ages. There is a spiritual battle going on at this moment in time. And for the unobservant, it might seem, well, life is just going on as normal, although there's a lot more unpleasant things happening, violence and crime and drugs and all that manner of evil. But they don't realize that we are approaching the end of the age, and there's great spiritual deception that is out there. Jesus warned us. He said if it wasn't for, unless that time would be shortened, even the very elect wouldn't be saved. They could be deceived. And so, beloved, we have to understand that we need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit as never before, that we will be able to stand in this hour. We have to choose to either follow the Word of God or to disregard it. And we see, unfortunately, many denominations. There's been a division in denominations because there are those who believe the Word of God, that it's inerrant, that it's accurate, that it's absolute. And there are those who have compromised. They've compromised with the relevant norm of today's society. We need to be all embracing. Well, you know, I know that's in the Word, but it doesn't really say that. We're in a new era, and that was written for people back in Bible times. Beloved, every man and woman must make a decision. Every preacher of the gospel must make a decision of whether they're going to believe God or choose the path of compromise. And in Acts 5:29, we find a similar situation where Peter and the other apostles chose to obey God. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Beloved, we have a choice. We can either fold up when persecution comes, when trials come, or we can choose to remain strong because the Holy Spirit will enable us to do that. And there is a tragedy that hundreds of people today, thousands of people that sit in great and beautiful churches all across our land, have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Beloved, the only way we're going to have the true power of God is if we simply believe God and come into that realm of faith that God means what He says. What happens when men compromise the Word of God? Beloved, it brings people into bondage. They become impotent. They become sick spiritually. That's not the abundant life. And what does impotent mean? It means lacking in power, in strength, or vigor, helpless, sterile, ungovernable. And God wants us to be a glorious church, beloved. He wants us to triumph over all the work of the enemy. He has called us to be victors. And beloved, what I'd like to do now is look again a little more closely at that passage of scripture found in the fifth chapter of John, that sixth verse, when that question Jesus asked, wilt thou be made whole? And we're going to look at those five words that Jesus spoke to this man, and we're going to ask the same question, if you will, to the church world and to every believer, man or woman, to every minister that stands behind a pulpit or preaches on a street corner. Wilt thou be made whole? Those are just five little words. But beloved, what we do with those words will make all the difference in our lives. Ephesians 4:11 tells us that Jesus Christ gave a fivefold ministry to the church, and anything less than that in operation leaves the body of Christ crippled, if not truly impotent. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And some will readily accept the fact there are pastors, evangelists, and teachers out there, but they relegate apostles and prophets to biblical times, that they're no longer needed. Well, beloved, that's not true, because just if you take that verse alone, it says until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, two things, of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. I would say, dare say, if we look at individual believers, if we look at the body of Christ, we ain't there yet. But through the help of the Holy Spirit, as we love Jesus and the Word of God, He will perfect all that concerns us. Beloved, I'm just getting into the message. I am going to invite you to tune in to tomorrow's broadcast as we continue on. But I just want to take a moment and ask, as well as thank you for those who have been faithful in prayer, ask that you continue to pray for me, for this ministry, for the outreaches, and that God will open new doors. I feel the Lord is causing us to sort of stretch out our tent and strengthen our stakes, that we can do even more for the Lord in this year. And I know that's your desire too, that you can be ever more effective as a witness, as a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you need greater boldness, if you need the ability to remember scripture or to allow the Lord to anoint you to be able to share God's word in whatever format, whether on the street, whether in your workplace, or whether from the pulpit, feel free to write. The Anos is going to give our contact information. I personally will pray for you and answer your letter. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.